Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card on Star 99.9.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife Alicia to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi.
So listen to this. Raven is under the impression that Jennifer Aniston is a terrible pick for People's Most Beautiful Woman of the Year because he says that she's not worthy of it.
She hasn't done anything in forever.
You're killing me right now. It has nothing to do with what she did. It has to do with her being beautiful.
There are other people that are beautiful on the planet right now. Other women that are deserving of that honor.
I think she's gorgeous. Well, yeah, me and Anna should win it. I mean,
true.
Come on.
Yep.
First off, it's a solo award, all right? And I already cast my vote for you.
Aww.
And for Emily Blunt and for Kelly Ripa. And for Cindy Crawford.
Kelly Ripa? Are you serious over Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston doesn't even go to work.
Kelly Ripa.
That being said, how has your husband been behaving this week, Alicia?
You know, we've been so busy this week, Anna. I haven't even noticed. I know that I was sick last night. And when I'm sick, you know, the world just keeps spinning. And nobody cares that mom's sick. But God forbid he be sick.
Hey. I had to wash the dishes and take our little puppy for a walk. I mean, somebody promises him a walk every single day. You know that he doesn't take no for an answer.
You know, I want a little attention when I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
I offered to get you all your frosty liquids, medications throughout the time. I'm just trying to figure out what else I could have been doing.
You're supposed to give me a little more attention. When you're sick, everything's supposed to stop and it's supposed to be all about you.
Right,
how come that doesn't work that way when I'm sick?
That's a man-woman thing. And we were watching television. Am I supposed to pay attention by talking to you throughout the television show? I mean, I'm confused.
You're supposed to rub my feet or something.
I did.
Make me feel
get
better.
You blankets when you said you were cold, turned up the heat, got you drinks, took care of the dog. I mean...
So, Alicia, I'm trying to lose this weight. I know we're, like, in the same boat trying to get fit for summer and all that stuff. Has he been supportive?
He's pretty good, except for, you know, when he eats crackers and chocolate and snacks in front of me, I just, you know, want to punch him in the throat.
Sweet.
That's not what happened yesterday.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the radio, but it really makes me upset.
I figured it out. I know what I did wrong now yesterday, Anna.
What?
I went and got Alicia a sundae, and I didn't get myself one to eat. So she had to eat the sundae by herself and then feel bad about herself after with the sundae. And that's
awful.
A setup. I mean, admit it. Is that what you're really mad about?
I'm a little mad about that.
See that? Look at this. I was a great husband. I took great care of her. I brought 2 medications to the bedroom at the end of the night. I walked the dog. I did all the things I was supposed to do. And I went and got her a sundae when my day was already over.
But you didn't get a sundae for yourself
because
so that you felt bad.
I didn't want one. Oh,
I crave terrible food when I'm sick. And all I wanted was a Reese's Pieces sundae. And he comes back and hands me the bag. And I look inside. I was like, are you kidding me? Mm. I'm going to eat this alone?
Oh, man.
That's it. I call for a vote now. Let's talk.
All
this
right.
Is like Congress floor.
Okay.
Because now the facts are out. I call for a vote. What's the grade?
You still get an A. You went and got the sundae.
I did.
You did good.
See?
Even though I had to feel like a cow by myself.
And what did I say? Every time you said something about yourself, what do I say?
You always tell me I'm beautiful, but you think Kelly Ripa's beautiful, so I don't even know what to think about that
What's
anymore.
Wrong with Kelly Ripa?